Okay. ¿Cómo? Okay. Thank Rabbi Levin for asking me to do this. So instead of responding to emails for the next 40 minutes or so, I'll have an opportunity to learn Hashem's Torah with you guys. Anyway, so I wanted to stay in the Masechta, learning a little bit of Gittin and the Parsha. So, and actually somebody asked me this question the other day on Monday about certain Heterim to do the following. Is that Dorim Shebichsav Yatarah Shalom Ran Balpeh? That which is written you can't say by heart. V'dvarim Shebalpeh, and that which is said by heart, Yatarah Shalom Ran Bichsav. You can't write them down. What's the source for this? It's in this week's Parsha. It says in Parsha, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, God said to Moshe, which is going to be critical, "Ksav lecha es hadvarim ha'ele, write these things down, ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele, because based on the mouth of these words, meaning Torah Shebal Peh, karate itcho brit ve'etz Yisrael, I have solidified and made the covenant with you and with Yisrael." That's the sukkim, that's the pasuk that introduces our topic. That there seems to be two Torahs. There's the Dvarim Ha'ela, number one, and then Al-Pi Dvarim Ha'ela, which is referencing that of the Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Amid Beis says the following, Torah Shem Yehuda Bar Nachmeni Mitu Gramayna, Dereb Shimon Ben Lakish, Ksiv. Skip the Gimel. Very often with the Bar Ilan here, it just throws in extra letters. I don't know why. I think that might have been in reference to the Amishpat. It says, Ksov L'chaz Ha'dvarim Ha'ela, Uksiv, Al-Pi Ha'dvarim Ha'ela. On the one hand, it says, write these things down. The other hand, it says, Al-Pi HaDvarim Ha'ela, on the word of these things. HaKetzad. So here we go. From this pasuk we see, Dvarim Shebichsav Yatarah Shelo Omrin Balpeh, that which is written can't be said orally. That's why we have these source sheets. Well, that only works for the pasuk. It doesn't work for the Gemara. Okay. But Dvarim Shebalpeh, that which was Baalpeh, Yatarah Shelo Omrin Bichsav, you can't write down. So I apologize for putting the Gemara as the source sheet. Rashi, you can read the Rashi's on your own. The Marsha explains the Gemara by saying the following. Haluchura mehani krai eino mochach. It wasn't clear from the pasuk that this was the halacha, so where does the Gemara get this from? Elish yesh dvarim biksav yesh dvarim bal peh. We knew that there were two Torahs, there's al pi hadvarim and there's al hadvarim. Aval mashi yata rashai eino mochach minayu. It's not clear from here, the Marsha says. So the Marsha is curious as to know really what the source is. Ironically, the source of whether or not we could say something by heart that is written, or whether we could write something that had normally was said by heart, is seemingly amorphous and difficult, where the Gemara seems to be pulling it from the air, and it's not clear from the particular pasuk. So therefore, that goes into our next thing, is what is exactly the nature of this particular iser? Is it something that is daraisa? Is it something that is derabanan? Or perhaps it's something else? So it sounds like the way we started, it says, Vayom, I start with a pasuk, so you would say it's daraisa. And the tshuva, the tashbats, it's a very fascinating tshuva that the tashbats brings. A teacher wanted to write stuff on the board. So they wanted to know if they could take three psuk and put them on the board and erase them at the end of the week. That was what the teacher wanted to do. I guess this was the days before smart boards, where you could digitally put everything on the board. So you just wrote it down, erased it later. So that was the shaila that was asked by the tashbats, some risha. So in the midst of the tshuva, they start discussing other things, speaking about erasing and writing, and in midst there, he starts a parish b'nei she'avdu b'yadayim, by eliminating with your hands, v'islan l'memer, the aval dav d'b'ksivasan ika isura d'araisa, the very writing of the psukim, the tashbat says, is that of an isa d'araisa. So the tashbat begins, he's opinion number one, which says that, and other rishonim chime in, that this is an isa d'araisa. It's mashma from this, from Tosfos and Chagig as well, we'll get to shortly. The Sefer Yoreim, which is one of the original Sefer HaMitzvos, he doesn't have it like that. He quotes the Gemara in Tmura. If you start from the top of the first line over there, Tmura, Perek Beis, Yudalim Beis, there the Gemara says, you're not supposed to write that which is oral. Why shouldn't you write which is oral? Because, the Gemara says, it's ki'ilu, you're burning a Sefer Torah, the Gemara in Tmura says. Why is it that you're burning a Sefer Torah? Two possibilities. Possibility number one is, Rashi gives us two possibilities. Possibility number one is, that since you weren't allowed to write it, and you wrote it, if on Shabbos there's a fire, you're not allowed to save it. So therefore, you have caused the sefer to be burnt. Possibility number two is much more hashkafic, which we'll get to shortly, but it sounds like since it was never meant to be written down, and you have written it, you have burnt the potential of Torah Shebaal Peh. We'll speak about that more shortly. Okay. So the Gemara here says, the Yireim says, quoting the Gemara in Tzmura, ubegitin bani zakin, ksiv katsiv l'chatsa advar me'ele, who quotes Pasuk number one, uksiv ki alpi advar me'ele, ha'ketsa, dar mishmachtav yitem rashon lomra ba'peh, v'shmal peh asu lomra b'ksav, halokasha, why? Diksuve, the Pasuk, asmachtaninu, umidurabadanhu. This iser of writing down Torah Shebaal Peh is merely an iser durabanan. I, there's a Pasuk, the pasuk is only in a smachtim. Okay. So far we have a machlokas with a derais and durabanan. And if you ask most people, they would assume it's a durabanan. Why would you assume it's a durabanan? Because if you look around this base medrash, what do you see? All you see is gemaras. Nobody learns that. Gemaras all over the place. We have Shas, Baruch Hashem, we have many things. Where did that come from? The Gemara in Gittin Das Samach, one daf earlier, says, quotes the famous Gemara of Yochanan of Shimon Lakish, Ma'ini b'sifra da'agadat b'shabta. They used to sit and learn the Sifra da'agadat on Shabbos. V'alo nitin l'chotzev. How could they do that? It wasn't meant to be written that they were ma'ayin into it. You can't write agadat. Ela, kivin d'lo efshir, a'es la'asot Hashem b'afaras Torasecha. Since there was no other way, heferu Torasecha, the Torah has been nullified. Hachanami, here also, the whole concept of writing the Torah, kivin d'lo efshir, a'es la'asot Hashem b'afaras Torasecha. We couldn't continue anymore with this idea of the true oral Torah. Therefore, the Torah needed to be written. But if I would ask you the following question, what does that tell you about the original Isser? Is that of Daraisa or Darabana? Would you say like the Yireim or like the Teshbats? I would have said, Pashut, like the Yireim. That it's only a Din Darabana. And therefore, the Rabbanan initially said it. Then they realized, whoops, bad idea. Let's change it up. Possibility number one. Okay? Possibility number two is perhaps it's Daraisa. The Marotz Chias suggests the following. You don't have it in front of you. The Marotz Chias says the following. Really, it's a Din Daraisa. But there's something called a Horos Shah. It was necessary with Eis Lasos Lashem, Afarasar Heferos Arasach is telling us is that it is a Horos Shah. It was something that was necessary to the hour because otherwise you forgot all of Torah. So even though it was a Din Daraisa, you could overcome the Din Daraisa with this idea of writing because Eis Lasos Lashem by Feras Torah Secha. But what's the problem with that answer? So today, is there a hetter to print new Gemaras? Meaning, if you say Eis Lasos Lashem by Feras Torah Secha, that without it all of Torah would be forgotten. So we have to do what are we going to do? We better step up and write it. So I understand 500 years ago when the printing press came out, Guggenheim? Well, who? Gutenberg, thank you. Very good. Gutenberg invented the printing press. 2 points, you're a college graduate. Yeah. So, 1456, thank you, Rabbi Friedman. So when Gutenberg invented the printing press, we don't print right then, we're going to be toast, we're going to lose all this farm. But today, it shouldn't exist anymore. We have enough farm. Computers for sure not. You know, so what's the hetter today? If it's a Din Daraisa. So the Minchas Asher wants to say that perhaps there's a different approach. We don't say it's a Daraisa or Darabanan. You could even say that there's a third approach here. That what's the nature of this Isser? The nature of the Isser could be that it was a suggestion, if you will, of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Remember I said we're going to get back to it. I tricked you. The first Pasuk. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us this Isser? How was it revealed to us? It was a conversation HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Moshe Kivyachol on top of the mountain. And therefore, Moshe had told us it was a good idea. Eitz HaTovah, if you will. And since it was an Eitz HaTovah, calls Ma, the entire time it was an Eitz HaTovah, we continued to write. We continued not to write it. But the second we saw that we were going to lose the Mesorah, Eis Lasos Lashem, Eferu Sarasecha, whoa, we better write it. So that's another possibility that Minchas Asher writes. That this idea that you cannot write down the oral Torah and there was a Krisis Bris, That was only something that was a good suggestion. It was what we would call the spirit of the law, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe on top of Har Sinai. But after that, we did not necessarily say that was a good idea. As a matter of fact, you can bring a raya here from this Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that the Kohen Gadol used to read from different sections of the Torah. Right? So the first thing he read from the Sefer Torah. The second section he didn't read from the Sefer Torah. Why not? So the Gemara tells us, because if you wrap it, then it would cause Tircha D'Tzibur. People would be sitting around waiting. I bring a second Sefer Torah. Says, no, that's going to be Motzi Laz on the first Torah. Then people are going to... But Tosfos asks, aye. So how could you read the second part that the Kohen Gadol read on Yom Kippur? How could you read that by heart? V'hadomer begit v'varm shebechsa v'yetar rasha lomran bal peh. Amar Rebbe, de mitzvah namuvchor hu likros oso shebechsav. Right? It's a mitzvah namuvchor. It's ideal to read that which is written, biksav, vishbal peh, bal peh. Ideally, we like to keep things the way they are. That which is written, biksav, keep biksav. That which is bal peh, keep bal peh. Umishim kavarat sibor lo hitchul gogol. But because of another reason, there was another reason here. What was the reason? We don't want him to do galila, right? You ever go to a shul, they ask you to do galila. Does the gabbai ever come over to you and not do this motion? Right? Agba, this motion? Why is that? I don't know. It's like they learn it in gabbai school. But, right, Sam, you're your father, right? So he says, so Ace, but here, the lohitrichu liglol. There was no, they didn't make them to do many. Yeah, it's in the best interest to always do biksav, biksav, and balpeh, balpeh. But if there's another compelling reason, no, it's okay. Meaning it just sounds like it was never really usher in the first place. It sounds like that it was a Ratzon Hashem, so to speak, that was on top of the mountain, and Moshe was there. He says, Moshe, I have a good idea for the transmission. We're going to speak more about this soon, about the transmission of the Torah. This seems to be the common theme of the Minchas Asher. Okay, let's get into the Lamedus a little bit. So why is it? There are five answers given. And the reason why I printed them all out is because I wouldn't remember any one of them. I have a terrible memory. If you ask me what is the reason why we say that Dvarim Shebichsav, that which is written, we can't say orally, I wouldn't remember one of them. So therefore, well, Torah Shebichsav, no problem writing it, but it's the Torah Shebal Peh we wouldn't. So let's go through them. So we have the Ritva and Gittin on the spot. This is what the Ritva and Gittin says. He says, HaKetzet Shebichsav Yeterash Elomer Bal Peh. So he quotes here, the Rabbeinu, which the Chor is the Ramban, Mishum, Debekriyasin Al Peh Ikehetzet. There is a loss when we read something by that's written, when we read it orally. That what? The Lake of Lemedrish, Chaseros, V'yaseros. What about all the Chaseros when you're missing the Vav, having the Vav? Right? I could sit here and tell you all of these Torahs, but very often, within the written text, there are diyukim one can make by the extra letters, by the net. So if I'm sharing it with you, the Torah is Chaser. Because it's missing, says the Ritva and Gittin. V'kama dinin ha-midrash. We make drushes from the very way the words are written. V'akumim, v'lofufin, even the way the letters are bent. You know the famous Gemara where Moshe Rabbeinu went to visit Rabbi Akiva's Beis Medrash? And when Moshe goes to visit the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva, he sees that Rabbi Akiva is darshaning all the tagin and everything else in the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand, right? But what do we... He probably didn't understand the process, but what is important is that Rabbi Akiva was darshaning even the crowns of the letters. So how am I supposed to say over something orally when if it was written I could learn so much more? So that's number one. Answer number two. Taisus Rid. He says the following. When is that? Hani milu v'chatchila. Why? Shema yitte. You ever get up to speak in public without your notes? You're going to make a mistake. Right? I was just watching Rabbi Kamenetsky give that class. Won't be online because it didn't get taped. It bangs too much, I guess. But the point is that he came with his notes. He came with his notes. Why? Because he didn't want to make a mistake. That's the way you got to do things. So he says also, same thing. Tosfos is right. Pashut. I'm reading from Chumash. You're going to wind up making a mistake. So we're going to see. Already think, remember these reasons, because based on these reasons, we're going to have a million exceptions. Number three, the Ra'avon. Quoting the Chuz, the Chenam Rin Gittin. Dvarim Shebichsav Yeter Rashi Lomer Bal Peh. Kigon Kriya Sefer Torah. Biyachid ubetzibor. Why? Ubishum l'shalol lahotzi laz al sefer Torah. So could you imagine? There's a sefer Torah right there, and instead of me going into the sefer Torah and reading it, I say it by heart. What does that tell you? That tells you that that sefer Torah is missing. Because if it was really had all the information there, I would have been looking inside. So the Ra'avon is saying we don't want to be motzi laz in the sefer Torah. So Darmish Rechtav, you can't say it by heart because that's going to be motzi laz in all the svarim. Why aren't you looking inside? Number four, the Sefer Yireyim. We saw the Yireyim already, who says that it's a din derabanan. But the Rambam here says the Darshi Bichsav Yitarash Lomarpeh, and the other way also Lomar Bichsav Halakasha Tzikshu Bichsachteninu Asmachteninu with derabanan who Mishum Sheim Hainu Omrim Dvarim Shebichsav Alpeh. If you would have said, here's the reason why the Rabbanan enacted it, because if you would have said that which is written by heart, Hayu Misyashin Lakosum, people would have stopped writing it. The industry would have been over. V'gamlo yomaminim ameoritz. All of the ignoramus would have said, ah, come on, Rabbi, you're making that up. You know, I know that's true. Because even when we write it down, they think you're making it up. So, two reasons he says right in there. Number one, within this answer. Number one, because it's going to stop the printing. It's going to detract from the learning of Torah. And number two, because the Amaretz are going to say you're going to make it up. So therefore, we need to have things concrete. To see things concrete, take a look at the Kuzari, this week's parasha, the Chet Egel. Very interesting. Finally, I'll move on to the Maral. The Maral in the Tiferes Yisrael, he's got 60 prakim. In the Nun Ches, he says this in a number of different ways. So skip to the underlined part. So he says, the Hepach Zeh, meaning the first thing the Maral explains is why that's Baal Peh, we can't write, not why we can't write. We can't say by heart. The Hepach Zeh, Gamke, Sha'Torah Shebichsav Hi Shleima Utmima. The Torah Shebichsav is complete. It's perfect. It's awesome. It's the best thing we ever have. Mechuyev She'etei Bichsav V'lo Baal Peh. It's forced to be, if it's perfect, it all has to happen at once. So therefore, it all has to be written, and it can't be done Baal Peh. She'im lo kein, because if it wasn't the case, kevin shiroi lo haksiva, since it could be written, im yomar oso baal peh, if I say it, ein kan shleimus utmimus, it's not going to be full and complete and perfect. Va'afilu im yomar kol haTorah kula biyachid. Let's say I was able to say somehow, you know, like we say shomer v'zocher b'dibor echad, right? That we, you, no human could do it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. So let's say, theoretically, I was able to say the entire Torah in one word, which I can't, right? But let's say I could. Mikol makom harei b'shash yomar ha-chelek ha-acher kvar ein kan. Ha-chelek ha-rishon ve-ein Torah Hashem t'mima u-shleima. When I say part A, part B is not there anymore. Meaning, the beauty of the Torah is that it is perfect, it is complete, it is done. You're not allowed to, not only could you take not have one letter in the Sefer Torah, you can't add one letter to the Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah as it is constructed is perfect, and therefore detracting or adding would detract. So therefore, it always, the Sefer Torah always has to be perfect, you always have to have the whole thing there in front of you. So if I would say, V'shamaru v'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos, without having it written down, so then it wouldn't be connected to anything else. And if it wouldn't be connected to something else, it would be independent, and that would detract from the perfection of the Torah Shebichsav, and that would be an unmitigated disaster, says the Maral. So the Maral says, Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyatem Rashai Lomar Baal Peh, is because it would detract from the Torah Shebichsav, because that would mean it would be incomplete at that particular juncture. And the ideal is a Sefer Torah, which has all of Chamishei Chumshei Torah all together, without missing any particular chiluk. So that's what the Maral seems to say. We're going to talk about this Maral shortly again. We're going to get back to this Maral. Okay, what is the scope of the Yisr? So if you turn to page 3, meaning, what is the, you know, we didn't ask ourselves this question, but you could really dug deep, and this is actually a machlokas, which I didn't bring down, but what is Torah Shebichsav? Is it the Yod Gimel Midos? Does it not include the Yod Gimel Midos? So there's a machlokas on that, the Rishonim talk about, but just on a simple level here, past this. So the Tosus in Tmura asks, Dvarm Shebichsav, Iyatem Rashai Lomrom Baal Peh, that which is Bichsav, you can't say by heart. Vim Tomar Hechi Karmina Mizmorim Al Peh, so how am I supposed to say Mizmor, Tehillim? How could I say that by heart? Right? You know, there are Tilim Zuggers, they walk up and down. The assumption that the Tosis is making is, we didn't have Siddurim that told us everything, right? People used to walk around up and down the streets saying Tehillim. Says V'yesh Lomer, Dein Lahakbir Rak Mashakasi B'Chumash. The only Isser that it applies to, he says, is that which applies to the Chumash. We don't have to do the Nasa Tosis now. So that's Aleph. Rabbeinu Gershom expands it. He says, Dvarim Shebichsav, Rabbeinu Gershom in the same place that Tumur says, Torah Nevi'im Miksuv. How does he answer up the question about Tehillim Zogers? We'll see shortly. But we have a machlokas between the Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Gershom as to what is the scope of the Isser of Torah Shemichsav saying by heart. What's the Hezbur in that machlokas? I saw in a footnote in the back of the Masifta, he quoted a brisker of, which I could not find inside. They say it's in the stencils of Reb Chaim, and you have to trust the footnote of the Masifta. I like to quote where I got it from. So on the footnote of the Masifta, he quotes the following. What is the nature of, where does the Isser emanate from? Is it that which is written, that's the Isser? And therefore, if something is written down, I can't say it by heart? Or there are certain things that I can't say by heart? So if it's anything that's written, I can't say by heart. So that would apply to the Rabbeinu Gershom. That would apply to Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim. It's all written down. It's all in the Tanakh. It's all in the stone Tanakh that we give out for graduation presents. And therefore, since Dvarim Shebichsav is the starting point, and Iyata Rasha Lomar Balpeh, the scope would extend to even Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim. But if we say that the Isser is that you can't say certain things by heart, because it's not necessarily that which is b'ksiva I can't say by heart, but there are certain things I shouldn't say by heart for whatever reason we said before. Shamayita, I might come to make a mistake. So can say that. You could say that it's limited to only Torah. And why Tehillim? Could I say Tehillim? Perfect, because Tehillim is what's called shagar b'fiv. It comes out of my mouth naturally. Right? We all, when we're in a car, we don't listen to WFM, we all just say Tehillim all day. That's all we do. So by the time we get to be 13 years old, we know Tehillim by heart. Right, you know, you never look like me when you're in a tough spot. I got to wind up, you know, I got a couple Shir Malises in my pocket and I can say Ashrei, but other than that, I'm toast, you know. But it used to be that people do Tehillim by heart, but Ashrei is always a go-to one. Okay, so that's the Chakir of the Brisker Rav. So let's move on. So what is the Isser, the reverse? So that first we spoke about the Dvarim Shebichsav that you can't say Baal Peh, but what about Dvarim Shebaal Peh, you can't write them down? What's the story with that? That would be the verse, right? On the one hand, right? So it goes both ways. So the Ritz, there's a Ritz, there's a Marshaw, and then there's the beautiful Maral. And then, I'll tell you a funny story that happened a couple of moments ago. Okay. V'dvarim shebal peh yatara shalom ram b'chsav. Why? Mishum, t'kasheinim k'suvim kol echad v'echad, mosrin zeh lezeh big diktuk. Right? Because when I say it over, I say it very carefully. I have to think very carefully about what I say. Let's say, instead of telling it to you, I write it, and then I come to read it from what you wrote, I won't be so careful. Now, I think what he's saying, again, is a din in the writer, not a din in the reader. Because readers, you never get a letter? Right, what do you do when you get a letter? You sit there, you know, like Lahavdil, you get a letter from a girlfriend, right? So what do you do when you get a letter from a girlfriend? So you sit there and you figure out, ugh, maybe this is what she meant, maybe that. The writer just, you know, pens a letter and finish. When you're speaking, you speak more clearly, you make sure you say it in the proper way. So he's saying that which is supposed to be oral has to remain oral to make sure that it remains precise. That which is written, all of a sudden, it loses that clarity, it loses the precision, says the Ritva. And then he ends, of course, that unfortunately, because of the Yerida Sadaris, the Miu Akshav Kosvin, Mishum Eis Lasos Lashem. That's the answer number one on the board. Answer number two comes the Marsha. And the Marsha says the following. He says, V'halo Nitein Lichtov Elekevin Delo Evsher Eis Lasos Lashem. Nira Bezet. Delo Nitein Lichtov, why not? Mishum Delo Yismacha Adam Alaksiva, V'lo Yilmod Yoser. Wow. See, we think we have something in writing, so that's going to cause us to really learn. In the olden days, they were forced to learn more. Why? Because they didn't have Gutenberg, who invented the printing press. They had to do it by heart. So when you have to do something by heart, how much more do you spend learning, right? When you have a test, there are two kinds of tests. Every kid in this yeshiva, they go, Rabbi, could make sure that the tests are open book. Why do they want open book and not closed book? Because let's face it, it's much easier to study for something that you have the stuff in front of you than you don't have in front of you. So you don't have to spend as many hours doing it. So the Marsha and the Chidush HaGadol says, that's it. If the reason why we originally wanted it to be oral is it we force you to reinforce and to sit and to steig and to work hard and to learn and to go over and over and over again. If it's written down, I don't have to review. I could just go back to the notes. By the way, the whole world is changing, because it used to be like you had even a doctor, Lamushel, I just heard this, it's wild. I was at a conference recently, and a doctor, they used to have to know things by heart, right? Because if you have a patient in front of you and he's displaying certain symptoms, you can't go to the textbook in the middle, because that would be embarrassing and whatever it was. So you have to know the diagnosis. So they say today, you know, they just take out their BlackBerries or their smartphones and they punch in the, you could punch in the code, so to speak, you know, the various symptoms, and it gives you a diagnosis. You could do such a thing today, and at least, I'm not saying that's where you get the diagnosis from, but you can get such a thing. So the concept of memorizing is gone once you know you have the ability to read it in writing. So therefore, Dvarim Shebichtav, Iyatem Rosh Alomar Balpeh, you don't have to necessarily, you shouldn't, I'm sorry, that which is oral, you shouldn't write it down, because it's going to cause you not to work hard at it. Diyev Shalichtov called Dvarim Shepeh Yochol Ledaber B'divrei Torah V'lekech. Therefore, B'dorot HaRishon, in the original generations, Shilavavim Rachava Manayam, where our hearts were wide as the sea. Amr Lonitin Lichtov, don't write it. Why? Kadeshi Yachzer al Talmudo. So you review and review your learning. Right? Umishnaso Tamid. He said people walking in the street, right? They sell this in camp. You ever go to camp in the Mishnayis Balpeh contest? Because we want people to what if somebody has to learn about how, what do? They spend their whole day learning. V'yesedurim lo tamid, it should always be in front of you. Lilmod lahavi uli deasiya, that it should come to action. But now, our hearts are so funny to use the term lave and not moch, right? It's our hearts. It's not a chisaron in our brains. We have the same intellectual capacity, but our hearts are smaller. We won't be able to memorize it. We're going to forget it. We have no choice but to write it down. So you see, the ideal is to be oral, because that would force us to sit and to constantly review our learning and to misader it. But unfortunately, because of the generation, we can't do that. That's two. So reason number one, what was reason number one? Was that of the Ritva. The Ritva states that that you'll be more careful. Number two is that it causes you to work harder. And by the way, just a thought that I had is that in the next pasuk is that they say the krisis habris, the end of the pasuk, it told us the krisis habris happens only because the Torah Shebaal Peh and not because the Torah Shebichtav. So why did that is based on what he's saying? Because where is something going to make covenant? Only on which we work hard. Torah Shebichtav, you don't have to work as hard as Torah Shebaal Peh, because Torah Shebichtav Sedur is right in front of us. But Torah Shebaal Peh, the real Torah Shebaal Peh, since we have to work hard, that's where the krisis habris is happening. Maral says something gorgeous. So you look back to Maral, back to source number five on page two. Maral there, start from duh. Okay? Duh. So here, remember we did the first thing was, which is written, you shouldn't say oral. Now we're doing what you say, oral shouldn't be written. Duh. Ki ein roish tia torish bal peh b'ksiva. Why? Menei sha torish bal peh heim prate ha mitzvah. The torish bal peh are the details of the mitzvah. Uperusheha, and its explanation. V'davar zeh ein keitz. There's no end. When you write something down and you pick your pen up off the paper, what happens? It's over. When you're speaking, the speech never ends. You just keep going. Right? Zeh ein keitz v'sof. Ki apratim ein lam keitz. There's always new details emerging. Right? Every year there's a new halachic controversy that the rabbis like to talk about. Yes, we do get our fun out of it, but that's because there really is no end to halacha. And it would never be full. Remember? So we said by Torah Shebichtav that represents Shleimus, but Torah Shebaal Peh represents lack of an end. It represents, what I would say even better, infinite. Lekach ein lichtov klala Torah Shebaal. You can't write it all, Torah Shebaal Peh. Chaser kiyaksiva, even if it's missing, kiyaksiva mora ala tamimus, because ksiva tells us it's perfect, complete. And when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, it's impossible. So it's amazing. I did a Google search about an hour ago on, I think it was Eis Lasod Hashem. It came up, listen to the Siyata Dishmaya, to Ha'oriz on the Daf. And who gave the Ha'oriz on the Daf in Tmura Daf 14b? Avi Leibowitz. Rabbi Leibowitz's brother. And Rabbi Leibowitz didn't say this maral, but he said something very similar. What's the iser The Gemara says, again, I told you this earlier, I told you to get back to it. The Gemara says in Temura that if you write oral Torah, it's if you burnt it, and they gave two reasons. One was the Shabbos reason, that if it's on Shabbos, you can't save it. And the second reason is because it's almost like a desecration of the Torah. So based on this, so what he wants to say is because what the Torah Shebaal Peh is supposed to be, it's supposed to be infinite. It's supposed to be endless and limitless and go on and on. When I write it down, I am putting a finality to it. I am ending the conversation. I am burning the Torah because that's not the way it's supposed to be. The Torah is supposed to be, especially the Torah Shebaal Peh, it's supposed to go it's up until, you know, God knows where, up, you know, to infinity and beyond, as Buzz Lightyear would say. But when I write it down, I'm giving it an end. That's causing the Sefer Torah, that's causing that Torah to be burned, because I'm taking the Torah, which in its perfect, pristine state is not written down, I'm writing it down, and that's nothing I'm supposed to do. That's burning the Torah. So I saw that little idea based on this maral, and you can look it up in Ha'aris. I think it's on Temura 14b. Okay. So now let's turn to page 3 to the bottom here. What is the scope of the issur of the Torah Shebaal Peh is a little bit challenging. Just one quick Ha'ar, actually. What is the scope of the issur of writing down Torah Shebaal Peh? You always wondered why there's something called Rashi script. You ever wonder that? Right, so it could be that there's some opinions that Torah Shebaal Peh you can't write down. So there's a quote here of Ramah that it's because it could be it's only usher to write it in Stam. So therefore these Rashi script are what we call Ksav Ashuris in other ways. So there's a big machlok, as the Chazanish says it applies to everything, but other people say that Kenzayin could apply, that it's a limited isser, the scope is usher. Okay. So what is the heter that we have? It's interesting, right? Why can't they write? And the funny thing about Rashi script is, you know who didn't write in Rashi script?
Rashi.
Because Rashi didn't have Rashi. Okay, but that's not for now. Okay, so what is the heter? We always, you know, very often, the Torah, to write down the oral Torah we spoke about, but what about saying orally that which is written? Amnam kasha, hechi karinan, v'yishu, right? Hechi karinan, v'yosha, or kriya shema. Every day we say kriya shema. Remember before, this is the second half of Tosis. Before, Tosis asked, how could it be that what? That we say certain psukim by heart. How could that be? So we answered, it's only an Isra Chumash. The second half of the Tosis, okay, that. What about Vayosha, Az Yashir, Kriya Shema? We say it by heart. Now, again, the olden days, they'd have Siddurim. So Tosis limits this prohibition. He limits it to that which I'm going to have other people fulfill my obligation. This is why, parenthetically, people are machped when it comes to Kiddush, to read from a Siddur. Shouldn't say Kiddush by heart. Now again, I don't know if you have to, even though the post can talk about it, because you're not really motzi the other person in the Kiddush itself. That's only the preamble to the Kiddush, like the Vishamru, you know, say Bari Pir Gafen. Okay, that's answer number one. The Ritva says something startling also. The Ritva in Yuma, which I told you about, was the double Sifrei Torah there, says the following. V'anochem b'zeh mashenir min Yerushalmi. Shelo asu likra al peh, el dvorim shebichsav, shehem mechovas kriya b'tzibor. The only time this is usher, he says, to say something that is written, to say it by heart, is only if you're fulfilling a obligation for the masses. But let's say Stam, I'm singing, you know, like a Mordechai Ben David song, Avram Fried, whoever the latest singer is, I'm dating myself. That doesn't apply. The whole isser he's saying of saying something that's written, saying it by heart, is only when you're coming to be motzi other people. When you're doing a public kriya, so to speak. Okay, a chiv kriya sibur. But if I'm Stam singing, I could do that. Now, again, I remember with Rosh Shechter, I was talking to Rabbi Gral about it, that, you know, you go to weddings and they're often singing psukim. So Rosh Shechter doesn't sing. Next time you're with him on a, you know, at a wedding, he just hums along with it. Because I think he's more of a hardliner than this particular ritzvah. But this ritzvah does exist. Now, the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Siman of Shulchan Aruch about Kriya Shema. It says, Avagav the Kaimalon, Derem Shvechsav Yetarash Shalom Ramal Peh, called of a Shirogal Vashagar Befi. If it comes out of our mouth, no problem. Kigon Kriya Shema Birkas Kohanim Uparashas Atamarik Yotzbe and Mutter. So we have many different heterim. Shagar Befi, if we're not being mostly other people. So what exactly is the nature of these particular Isur? So So I want to share with you a beautiful idea that the Minchas Asher said based on something we said earlier. So the Yerushalmi over here says, once again, V'atanin kore achre motz v'ach be'asar. We read two different sections, Yom Kippur. Shnihi shei sedur shal yom. That was just the reading of the day. Teidelach anu v'shemel b'chol makom eino kore al peh v'ach kore. You should know that normally you can't say al peh, but on Yom Kippur you can. Why? And what's the nature of this entire Isser? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi, back to original source in Gittin, he says, he has one word. Dvarim sha'amarti lach b'ksav, iyata rashai, lemosram liyisrael alpeh. I should have bolded the two words. That which is given b'ksav, I can't give over, l'kla yisrael b'alpeh. Rav Asher Weiss, in his sefer, the Minchas Asher, explains that this Isser is not an Isser in a guy sitting and down and learning and doing his own thing. It's not an Isser in talking and having conversation. The Isser is in the pristine nature of the Mesorah of the text or of the oral conversation from one generation to the other. That the way we give over our Torah from one generation to the next must be the way we received it. That is what our Mesorah is. This whole Isser, the nature of the Isser, is one of Mesorah. So we can go through all of this. So where does it naturally apply? Where I'm having a public laning. Because what is laning publicly? It's a din in Talmud Torah. It's a din in giving over the Mesorah. If I'm sitting around davening, shogar b'fiv, gesunta heit, say without a sitter. The whole Isser is that the way in which I got it, I got it. And I don't remember who the Rishon was before. But one of the reasons we said is that which is given b'chsav has to be given b'chsav, and that which is given b'al peh must be given b'al peh. And who am I, as a regular person, to change around the nature of which it was given? I'm just one cog in a much larger machine that's passing it from A to B to C. And who am I to change it up? Dvarim shebichsav? Iyata rasha lomar bal peh. I can't say it by heart if I'm giving it over as a transmission. Dvarim shebal peh? If it was given originally orally, who am I to change it to bichsav? And you throw in that maral that the very natures of Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh are different. Torah shebichsav is complete, it's finite, it's perfect. Torah shebal peh, infinite. Look at this, the way the Rambam talks about how we got to our city. Look at this Rambam in the Akdama to his Yad. He says, "Umos Moshe Rabbeinu v'ad Rabbeinu Hakadosh, from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu up until Rebbe, lo chibru chibur shemalamdin oso berabim. There was no such thing as a notebook. There was no such thing as a sefer. Also berabim she b'torah shbal peh. When it came to Torah shbal peh, el behold over door. What happened? Rosh Beizin, the head of the Beizin." Or the Navi, Shebi also ador kosev la'atzmo. He would write for himself Zikaron Hashmuos. Haris. He would write, but it would only go for himself. Zikaron Hashmuos. Sheshami Rabbos. He would write down what he heard from his Rebbe. V'umalamid al per Rabbim. And then he would teach it to the masses, but he wouldn't show his notes. Meaning, I got my notes. I do that also with chassam classes. I never knew why, but I never give up my notes. V'chein. Right, but I guess I got the Mesorah from somewhere. Everybody writes for themselves. The way they understand the Torah. And the way he goes, the way he heard. And that which is created new, not created new, but that which we reveal each year, each generation. That which we learn out from our measure, from figuring it out. Then Bezen Agadol could agree to it. And that's the way it would go. And then they would write it down in their own private journals and give it over to the next generation. And this would go all the way till Rebbe, the Huki Beitz Kol HaShmuos V'Kol HaDinim. And then Rebbe put it all together. And Rebbe is known as a redactor. A redactor merely took different things and compiled it. But Rebbe had no choice, and he says why. Why didn't Rebbe have a choice? So he writes, V'Yabushu Shamu Moshe Rabbeinu V'Shlamdu Beizin Shebichol Dovador Kula V'Chiber Me'akol Sefer HaMishnah. That's what the Mishnah was. And he had no choice, because at that point, that was only because, as it continues in the Hagdama, is because of the weakening of Klal Yisrael. And with the weakening of Klal Yisrael, as we saw before in the Lave, that caused Klal Yisrael not to be able to understand the Torah on the high level, and therefore it had to be written down. So we have this issur of Dvarim Shebichtav Yeter Ma'aser Sholem Al Pe, Dvarim Shebaal Pe, that which all cannot be written, many different reasons. But it is a beautiful, the nature of the particular issur is that is one in the transmission. And therefore there are many, many heterim. Today, of course, we have a heter, that which was oral, we already wrote down. But even that which is written, we could say orally in many situations, because the very nature of the issur is that of one of transmission. And as long as you're not making sure to get up in front of an olam and transmit the Torah, then you're okay saying Dvarim Shebichtav. You could even say it Baal Peh. Have a wonderful day. Come on, I'm waiting for the clapping. So.
Do you know the shutters? Okay, you want to see the... Well, have a wonderful Shabbos. You don't leave him one of these things so we can... But he uploads the...
It's
not shut? I'm always nervous to shut those things because when you shut it... Well, I think you hit the stop button. Sorry.
Hello, who wants to hear me sing? Should I announce the big news that just went out on an email?